Everyone's asleep.
Everyone but me.
Everyone but me.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It is now hour number two. It's the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, broadcasting live from the future, where in New Zealand, it is already tomorrow for the Americans. It's why the news and information we give out is so accurate, because we can see it before it happens. Like Jedi reflexes. Speaking of Jedi reflexes, we're talking about financial crisis and financial dependence and things of that nature. And I do want to reiterate to the audience that me, Vinnie Eastwood, is incredibly financially dependent on you, the listeners. Very, very few products get sold off the website. But when I need donations, that is when the people actually choose to open their wallets. It's quite extraordinary. People don't want anything from me except for what I'm already doing. And when I ask for help and financial support, that's when they tend to show up. I wanted to thank all of those who have contributed within the last week. And I also want to reiterate again just how desperate the financial situation is for me and Sarah at the moment. And I ask you, please, desperately, I'm pulling like 10, 14-hour days. I really do try very hard to get you some really fabulous guests with good information and people that otherwise would never even get on the radio because so many other radio show hosts are judgmental. They've got a bar that you need to fit under and things like that. There really isn't much of a bar on this show. If you suggest a guest, I will bring them on. This is a public service that I do of my own volition, simply because nobody else is doing it. And it's being done 5 days a week. You can go to the archive sections of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, the commercial-free archive sections as well there, and you will see that every single day for a two-hour show, I will produce a number of videos based from that show onto YouTube that are actually posted on the archive sections as well. So you have a choice. You can either watch what I'm doing here every day on the webcam on my YouTube channel and on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, embedded right next to the straightforward audio archives that are recorded directly from the stream of AmericanFreedomRadio.com in high quality, as well as having it split into hour one or hour two. So if I have a different guest and you want to listen to one rather than the other, you don't have to download the whole file. And there are also short clips in there where if you don't have time to listen to the whole show, or if you at least want to get a gist for how the show was going, the best section of each show will be put there as well. So it does take a lot of work to do this, and I have no wages or salary or things like that. Essentially, for the last year or two, you listening right now are the only thing that has actually kept this show going. So please, go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and give me a donation. Something to say thank you, Vinnie, for all the work that you do. Something to say thank you, Vinnie, for keeping me sane. Thank you for making us laugh. Thank you for giving the people who deserve it some coverage that they ordinarily wouldn't get. I do this for you. I do this for the planet. I do this to create a better world. Because I want to see it happen, and I take responsibility for it. And like I say, I cannot continue to do it forever on nothing. My ideal situation would be able to purchase a home. I would love a place where me and Sarah can live comfortably, where Sarah can have her garden, and we can have some chickens, and I can do up a room and turn it into a proper studio, so that when activists and commentators who don't have media training, don't know how to produce a radio show, don't know how to film, don't know how to edit, can come in, spend a day with me. I will show them how to do it all, and then they will never need me again. And they can go off and they can start doing all of the stuff that I'm able to do by themselves without my help. That is the message. That is the methodology. that I follow. I want people to not need me anymore, because that would be the true meaning of independence. Unfortunately, I'm dependent on the audience in order to make that dream come true. So please go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and help me do that dream. My very special guests are Pastor Lindsay Williams and Tom Filer. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thank you, Benny.
So, we were getting up to, you were doing some calculations there, Lindsay. I scarcely remember exactly what part of it we were getting up to. It's quite a long one.
The reason I gave you a devaluation formula is so that I can tell you why they're doing this. Now, you have figured up all of the percentages. You remove that much in purchasing power from your paycheck every month. And then you tell me how long it will be that you can continue to put food on the table, clothes on the back of the family, gasoline in the gas tank, and pay the house mortgage. Now I'm going to tell you why they're working it this way. They want the dollar to deteriorate so much over the next 4 years that you won't be able to do all those things, and you will say, now, wait a minute, what is one thing that I can quit doing? You've already guessed it. Of the items I listed, the one thing that you'll probably do, which thousands and thousands of Americans have done, you'll quit paying the mortgage. That is exactly what they want you to do if your house is mortgaged, because the Federal Reserve has already bought your house mortgage. $40 billion every month since September, the Federal Reserve has bought shopping center mortgages. They bought church mortgages. Oh, my goodness. When I get down to one of these agendas, it deals with the church. Yes, I was appalled. They have bought your house mortgage. More than likely, if they're not, they will. So whenever you default, what will they do? They'll step in and say, oh, we're sorry. You've missed 3 or 4 months of payment. We'll be glad to repossess your house. We'll give you anything back for all the years that you've paid on it. And we will turn around and, in benevolence, we'll be more than happy to rent it back to you and your children for the rest of your life. And that is exactly what the New World Order. Do you understand now why they don't want a financial collapse yet? They haven't accomplished all of the forced debt creation that they want to create, and they're going to do it for another 2, maybe 3 years, maybe even up into the 4th year. And they want, just the scenario that I just mentioned, is exactly what they want to happen to you. Then the New World Order can step in and say, we have an answer. We have a new currency. Just be willing to give up your constitution. We've got the answer to all of these things. They, and here again, I'm going to stick my neck way out. The New World Order, the elite that I know, they do not want revolution. Did you hear this? I know. On so many of the talk shows that I'm on, the talk show hosts, they talk about revolution. If it happens, the elite don't want it. Now, why have they backed off on this gun issue so much? Now, you watch one issue after the other. If the American people revolt enough, they're going to back off until they are able to create this massive debt creation that they want. This forced debt creation is the proper wording for it. And why are they doing this? Because they want to bring in the New World Order their way. They do not want to destroy America. They want to take over America. I hope you're catching these words. They're so important. And I would have never known this had it not been for the position that by the providence of God he's put me in for these years. They want to bring in the New World Order by their method. Now, there are some complications out there for them right now, such as what's happening over in Syria with Assad. They've got a real problem on their hands over there. They've got a problem in a few other places in the world. But this is the method that they want to use if they can. That's the reason I gave you the devaluation formula, so that you can figure for yourself how long you can continue with the devaluation that they have planned for you. Benny?
Tom, do you have something to add?
Sure, sure. A few thoughts come to mind. People, I think, if they, listen close enough and they observe, they'll see the patterns out there. And so Chaplain is right in mentioning that the United States is looking to be enslaved by debt. And so he just explained, you know, how and why. And that's the same pattern of what happened over in the EU, the European Economic Community. Right now, they're being enslaved in debt and using debt. If you go up to Egypt, you know, the global elite have no need of a dictator, because a dictator who runs a country is in it for himself and to a degree for the people who support him in his country. But the global elite have no need for a dictator, because a dictator doesn't care about the global elite, doesn't want the global elite to come into their country and do anything. And so that's why a number of leaders have been taken out of power in the Middle East, including in Egypt. And you can follow the pattern almost to the date of as the Mubarak went down and as a new government took over. Soon thereafter, you had two things happen. Number one, again, U.S. power in the Middle East has to be diminished. According to the global elite, the U.S. has had too much power, too much influence in the Middle East, and so that's being dramatically diminished, and that's behind a lot of what's going on in the Middle East. And so you had the new Egyptian leader go and visit China and visit Iran. You see, so that's and Russia is also becoming more more influential in the Middle East as well. So basically, the global elite is changing the relationships that have been in the Middle East for many, many years to diminish the U.S. power in the Middle East. The second thing that happened, and you can just look this up and look at the date, soon after the Egyptian leader visited China and Iran, the IMF offered Egypt a loan and loans. You see, so there's the pattern right there. You know, that's how the enslavement is taking place. Of course, it says in the Bible that the borrower is servant or slave to the lender. The chaplain is exactly right. That's the pattern, and that's the method that's being used to enslave countries and peoples. One other thought that came to mind, and I kind of say this or express this with a smile on my face, you might have heard the story about Phil Mickelson, who's one of the best golfers in the world. And he came out, apparently had the audacity to make a public statement talking about how between the increase of taxes in California where he lives and also federally, that he was going to be paying about two-thirds of his earnings to taxes. And he said that he might have to make some major changes with regards to that. I'm not sure he said what he was going to do, move out of California into a lower tax state, or maybe move out of the United States to a lower tax country. I don't know what his plans were, but he was very soon and quickly criticized by the socialist crowd here in the United States, to the extent that he had to go publicly apparently apologize for apparently not wanting to pay two-thirds of his taxes to a state and federal government.
Well, this is something that's been happening a lot more recently with Americans, is they want to get the heck out of the United States for one reason or the other. A friend of mine also wanted to move to New Zealand, and he asked me, Vinny, how expensive is farmland in New Zealand? And I said, let me put it like this. The only two people who have been able to purchase any decent-sized farmland in New Zealand that I've heard of have been giant Chinese conglomerates and James Cameron. Apparently, this country is where many of the elite are choosing to set up shop. I don't know if you have any information to corroborate this, Lindsay, but in terms of paparazzi, you can see people who are very famous. They walk down New York streets or Rodeo Drive or something of that nature, and they'll either have reporters or camera people snapping photos of them, or they might have people who recognize them and go up to them, ask for autographs. In New Zealand, you can literally be Lady Gaga walking down the main street in Auckland with hundreds of people walking past her every minute, and not a single person will stop and talk to her. Not because they don't recognize her or know who she is, but because we're respectful of people's space. I thought that was a very interesting phenomenon.
Well, if I may add to that, Vinny, as Chaplin mentioned, the DVD sets out the problems, but also the solutions. So in the DVD, you're going to hear about countries that, just as you said, wealthy people are moving out of the United States to. But there's also a big difference, and the DVD goes through this, about which state in the United States you live in. And the DVD goes into some of the distinctions between various states and spells out how, I believe, some of the solutions to an overreaching federal government that has really extended its power for decades, way too extensively. There's a suggested solution that states need to take more of a role in protecting its citizens from an overreaching federal government. But there are some states who will not do that. And we saw it, for example, up in New York, where they recently passed some tougher gun laws up in New York. And yet in a couple of other states, one of them being Texas, I believe Wyoming, they passed laws that prohibited the federal government from authorizing or taking away gun rights. So that's something that we all have to learn about, is if you stay here in the United States, which states are more advantageous to do business in and to live in, which states will protect individual liberties and the rights of its people from the overreaching federal government.
Now, isn't it interesting?
I contacted my late friend, and I asked him about some people that, excuse me, that we all knew years ago up on the North Slope. And what I was doing was making a survey of where the elite live today. They're retired, of course, in their 70s and 80s. I could not find a single elite who live in a metropolitan area, that their primary residence is in a metropolitan area. Now, they may have an apartment there or something, but they don't live there. And I was amazed at how many of them live in the state of Alaska, out in the middle of nowhere. They know what's going to be taking place at some point. And as a result, they have protected themselves. It's quite interesting also that about a week ago, I had a very prominent attorney in California. I'll just say the L.A. area, even though it's not L.A. proper that they live in. And this attorney is very wealthy.
Lindsay, we'll have to continue that after the break. Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Tom Filer, Lindsay Williams are my guests.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We've only got two more segments left in it. Pastor Williams and Tom Filer are my guests. These two gentlemen together tend to soak up airtime like the New World Order soaks up national sovereignty. So we're going to have to get moving. We wanted to get back to what you were saying just before, Lindsay, about the lawyer you talked to in the Los Angeles area. And then I wanted to continue on to try and, if we can, cover the remaining five topics of these 10 plans and agendas of the elite that you alluded to earlier.
Yes, this attorney in California called. I've known them for some number of years. And they said, Chaplain, we're leaving California immediately. And I said, why? You got a beautiful multi-million-dollar home. Why are you leaving California? They said there are certain sections in Los Angeles where FedEx and UPS will not even deliver anymore. The crime is so bad. FedEx and UPS will not even go in those sections of L.A. to deliver anymore. They said, we are a prime target. Our taxes are going up. can you please suggest where in America we should go? Now, that's exactly what Tom was talking about just a moment ago. That people are moving out of certain areas and moving into others. I have had many, many people who left America and went to other countries. And I have watched them, close friends of mine. I would say 80% of them have returned back to America. Very unhappy, wish they had stayed here in the first place. And we talk about some of this in our new DVD series and try to help give you some advice, Benny.
Okay, so let's continue on with the 10 agendas of the elite. I believe we were up to number 5. What's number 6?
Well, you have the devaluation formula. Then we go down to the debt limit suspended. I am so glad that I immediately went in studio and did this DVD after this information was given to me, because nobody back then would have dared. Now, this is in November when I wrote my outline for all of this. Nobody would have dared even hinted about a debt limit suspended. And over the next few months, we've already heard it begin to be talked about. Oh, it's a big thing out there right now. But back in November, nobody would dare mention it. The debt limit is going to be, if the elite have their way, one of their agendas is to suspend the debt limit and let Congress literally spend as if there is no tomorrow. The next agenda, and I've given it to you already earlier in the program, the dollar is scheduled to be phased out. And I mentioned the BRICS and the Phnom Penh. It already is phased out. It is already dead for all practical purposes. It is no longer the reserve currency of the world, and it is no longer the petrodollar of the world. The next agenda is kind of an agenda information sort of an idea that I was appalled when I was first introduced to this. You've got three factions out there right now, and you need to watch all three of them very, very carefully. Number one, you have the elite, the old-time elite, the ones that have been out there as long as the New World Order has been talked about and on back and back and back. Secondly, you have right now something that the elite did not want to happen. And there again, I'm going to stick my neck way out. Mr. Obama double-crossed the elite numerous times in his first 4 years. He did not allow the Keystone Pipeline to go through. And, oh, did it make them mad. They were beside themselves. Secondly, he put in the Dobbs-Frank bill, and the elite didn't want that. Thirdly, he refused to open up public lands for oil exploration. As a result, if the elite had had their way, Mr. Obama would have not gotten back in. But he did. And they have a problem on their hands now. They have an out-of-control, like a bull in a china shop president that is not doing all the things that the elite want done. I'm very concerned at times. And as a result, who is going to suffer? The middle class of America is going to be caught between two factions, or actually three factions. Let me give you the third faction, and then I'll show you how you're going to be caught between them and how you need to protect yourself. There is out there right now what's being called a renegade elite. And there again, I go back to this BRICS group and the Phnom Penh, which is such a large portion of the world's population. And they have said, we're not going to use the dollar anymore. And they have somewhat gotten out of the clutches of the elite to the point of where they actually wanted them to be. And as the elite have expressed to me, there is some concern on their part as to how they can keep these groups in control along with China. They'll find a way to do it. But you have these three factions, the old-fashioned elite, the New World Order. You've got Obama, a president that is out of control. You've got a renegade elite that is concerning them. And you remember the old saloon fights that you used to see in the Western movies years ago, where there'd be one person sitting in the middle of the saloon, but everybody else started fighting, and they didn't have any choice but to fight their way out. The middle class of America is being caught right now in the clutches of a battle between these three factions that is not going to be pretty. And you need to be very aware of what's happening, and it will affect you
It may affect your dinner table. It may affect your grocery prices. It may affect your job. So you need to be aware of that. Let me pause long enough here, Tom, just in case these that I've given, then I'll try to give you the others.
Tom, go ahead.
I would just say that what you have to understand is the nature and the character of these different elites. Each elite has their own agenda, or they've been doing things for certain reasons for their interests over many years. You know, the first elite that Chapman spoke about, the old guard elite, have always been in it for the money. So their methods and their characteristic is to use financial institutions and financial methods and means in order to do what they want, done. Another elite that Chapman mentioned is a global socialist elite. And while in the end, they'll get the money through all this debt that they enslave people in, but they're in it for political global control. You see, and that's different from the old guard elite. So you have to understand that. And then the third elite that was mentioned, they have their own interests as well. So you really have to understand each of these elites and how they're participating in what Chapman calls the bar fight.
So basically, one group of the elite want financial freedom for themselves. Another group of the elite don't want financial freedom for anybody else. it's two lines of on the board of a chess game, and we're just pawns in the middle, are we not?
Yes. Yeah. And if
Sorry,
I could
Tom,
mention
continue.
One other, Vinny, if I could mention one other elite, and it's really not part of the first three, but it's an elite that Americans and the listeners have to deal with. And again, you know, your listeners, Vinny, because they listen to you, you know, they're very savvy on a lot of things we're talking about. But I want to encourage them, you know, to support, you know, your radio show. You work hard and you bring out information that the mainstream media doesn't bring out. The mainstream media is owned by the elite. Make no doubt about that. And that includes, you know, the political mainstream media plus the financial media. Once in a while, I'll turn on one of these financial cable shows, and I just sit there and laugh, at the lies and the deception that they perpetuate out there. The world and the investment world is nothing like what they present on these cable business shows, but unfortunately, so many Americans think just the opposite. They think by watching these shows in this media that they're becoming educated and they're learning about what's going on out there. So a radio show like yours, bringing information which helps to truly inform the people on the truth of what's going on, is very, very important.
I do find the Obama speeches quite funny. You know, I want to create jobs. I want to help the economy. Stop it. You're killing me. No. You're really killing me.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. Anyway, moving on. We have 10 agendas of the elite. How many have we gone through thus far and how many remain, Pastor?
Well, we've got two or three here. Let me cover them very quickly, because if you will allow me the privilege of taking about 7 or 8 minutes toward the end of the program to explain something that is so close to my heart. This happened in the past 2 weeks with the Doctors of America, and we'll see how it comes out here. I'd really appreciate if I can give kind of a change there to the very end. For the next agenda of the elite, 38% of the people in the United States of America right now receive some sort of remuneration from the federal or state government every month. Over the next 4 years, whenever I say some sort of remuneration, I mean it may be food stamps, it may be Social Security, it may be Medicare, Medicaid, maybe they work for the government, receive a paycheck, maybe they get a retirement from the government, some sort of remuneration somehow. By the end of 4 years, they intend to have 70% of the people in the United States of America receiving some sort of remuneration from the federal or state government every month.
And isn't it already 50%?
70%. And based on what I have heard, I have a prediction, my personal prediction, there will never be another honest election in the United States of America, because whoever writes the check for those 70% will always get the votes.
It's true. Keep
now, I have a prediction on gold.
Mm.
Gold in 2008, when Mr. Obama went in, was $800. 2012, it's somewhere around $1,700. 2016, now you may see it go way down, but it will go back up. By the end of 2016, it is intended to have gold prices approximately $3,000 an ounce. Don't panic if you see it drop to a low figure and then go back up again, because it will. The next agenda is one that is very, very close to my heart, because I was a pastor of a church. I was a missionary for 57 years. I've been a minister of the gospel. And there is something that this expression was used in a conversation back about 4 years ago, and I recorded it back then on the series. I think it was The Elite Speak, which is not even available now. But there was an expression used entitled Devil's Messiah. And I was so fascinated by it until I asked the individual what we were talking about. And basically, it is their code words for what they intend to do in demoralizing America. They knew that they could not bring in their new world order unless they removed the God that had made America great from the courthouse, from the classroom, from the church, from every facet of American life. And in the next 4 years, there is an agenda that is so startling to me. You remember when I gave you the devaluation formula? They intend for the dollar to become so worthless that your church people can't give like they've given in the past. And nearly every church out there has a mortgage on it of some kind. They want those churches, and they want the church to default on that mortgage. And when the dollar comes to a very critical state, at some point in this period, they would like to be able to step in and say, well, we have no choice. You owe a mortgage. We'll just have to repossess. And at that point will be basically the final straw that broke the camel's back, and they'll be able to step in and tell the pastors of America what to preach. This is a very, very startling agenda. The next agenda, they wish to have millions of Muslims brought into the United States of America and given citizenship. Now, I know this is very touchy, but bear with me. You've heard so much about the illegals coming in from our southern border, and it was a big, big item in the election campaigning. You know why they did all that? Why this was such a big, big item? It wasn't because of the illegals from the southern border that they're concerned about. They wanted to set the stage for the second administration of Mr. Obama to bring in millions of Muslims. And this is more Mr. Obama's agenda than it is the elite. They want to bring in millions of Muslims and introduce Sharia law into America, which will basically nullify the Constitution of the United States of America. And at the same time, they give those south of the border their citizenship and green cards and permission to live in America. They want to be able to give it also. The real reason is to give it to this other group that they want to bring in. Benny.
Well, that is a great place to leave this segment. Now, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor, we'll only have maybe about 12 minutes in the entirety of this segment to wrap this entire interview up. And for those of you who are listening live, we will be having a Skype chat. This is just a weekend thing kind of in New Zealand here, so you can give me a ring on Skype if you're part of the Vinnie Eastwood social network, and we'll just have a nice social chat right after the show. We'll be right back.
Bonkers.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It is the final segment. I just wanted to quickly reiterate, this show does not survive without your support. If you do like what I do and you want to see it continue to happen, please go right now to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and either click on that donate button to send something away just a once off, or click on that subscribe button. You can subscribe from anywhere for $1 to $5 a month or $10 to $20 a month. This is just a recurring thing so that I don't have to keep worrying and stressing about where my income is coming from, so I can just keep doing what I'm doing, essentially, the 10 to 14 hour days of work that I do. This show is much like a bathtub. It kind of doesn't work without a few plugs, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of which, we have a couple of things to wrap up here, the final of the 10 agendas of the elite. And then I want to give Pastor Lindsay Williams and Tom Filer the ability to plug their DVDs and also business opportunities for people who are in the listening audience. So, Pastor, if you wouldn't mind, or unless, Tom, you've got something to add before we cruise into that.
It has begun. It happened a little over 2 weeks ago. I am still sitting here appalled. I'm going to give you some names and places. I won't have but a few moments, so please look these up for yourself. Obamacare kicks in January the 1st of next year. Doctors all over America have already closed their practice. I'm going to give you a name, Dr. Holman, Lyle, Washington. Been a medical doctor for 20 years. He has a secretary and receptionist who has worked with him in his office for approximately 15 years. Very devout Christian people. This doctor is so popular that you'd wait weeks to get an appointment with him. Within the past 2 weeks, every doctor in America has received their first forms concerning Obamacare. They know their requirements. Some of them do now. And when the forms came to Dr. Holman, the first person to get it was his secretary, and she looked them over and came to Dr. Holman and said, "Doctor, I have been with you for a long time, but I'm resigning. I'm turning in my resignation right now." And he said, "Why?" She said, "We just received these first Obamacare forms and requirements." And she said, "I cannot do this." She said, "Morally, I will not be a part of it." Dr. Holman took the papers home, looked them over, and if you went to Lyle, Washington today, you would see a sign up on Dr. Holman's, yes, within 2 weeks, you'll see a sign up on Dr. Holman's office closed. He has already closed his practice. When I heard this and got in touch with the Holmans, they're very personal friends of mine and my wife and families, I contacted Dr. David Janda. You'll recognize his name. Dr. Janda is very prominent in the Midwest as a physician. In fact, he was so prominent that Congress had him to speak before Congress about the Obamacare program before it was ever presented to Congress. That's how well-known this man is. And I got in touch with him, and I said, "David, what's the story?" He said, Lindsay, I have already sold my office building." Yes, you heard me correctly. He has already sold his office building. He said, "I have given a date for my leaving the medical profession." He's been in over 20 years, known all over the Midwest. And he said, "I have told the local hospital that after a certain date, they can have all my patients and give them to whoever they want to." About that same time, I was startled again with a phone call from Anita in Oregon. And Anita is a close friend with a brain surgeon in that area, in the northwest Washington, Oregon area. And he had just been on the phone with her. He likewise have seen the regulations of Obamacare. And he said, "Anita, if I were required to follow the rules of Obamacare, 50% of my patients will die on the operating table." He said, "I don't know what I'm going to do." He said, "I have to make instantaneous decisions. I do not have time to get a request from Washington what to do." Folks, you are facing a very, very serious situation that very few people know. Dr. Janda said to me, he said, "Lindsay, 40% of the medical doctors or the people in the medical profession will be quitting by January 1st of next year. 40%. Can you imagine going to the emergency room and what you're going to be facing? This is so critical that the only doctor, the olden doctors are going to retire. The younger ones aren't coming into the medical profession. Many such as Holman and Janda, who are still in their middle age, are saying, "We'll close our practice. We refuse to support what Obamacare supports," just as Hobby Lobby has refused to do it. Now, every church
every Christian school in America is going to have to make these same decisions within the next year. And, Vinny, it is going to be startling what's going to happen. So keep in mind that beginning next year, you must be your own doctor. Now, part of this is what we cover in our new DVD series, is try to help you to know how to do it. And on my new website that I didn't set up, but a man in Great Britain set it up for me, not for me, but without even my knowledge, go to lindseywilliams.net, lindseywilliams.net, N-E-T, and you'll find a lot of these suggestions week after week, day after day, as I'm able to post them. You must learn to be your own doctor. So, Vinny, if I could say that the last of the agendas has to do with Obamacare.
Okay. Tom, do you have anything to contribute?
Well, yeah, I can reiterate that experience. You know, Chaplain, I actually was contacted by somebody through one of your radio appearances, and you mentioned my name, and they happened to live near where I live, and they called me up, and we got together, and we met. And this was a very good doctor, very well-known in the area, and he just said that this new healthcare system is really going to take the decision-making away from the doctors, and the prescriptions, I guess, from the Obamacare will basically tell the doctors what they need to do and what they can and what they can't do, not what they think or what their judgment is to do for the patient. And so he just told me this directly, so that's another experience.
Okay, well, gentlemen, we only have about 3 to 4 minutes left on the show. And I understand that both of you guys need support from the audience just as much as I do, and I'd like you to allow you the opportunity to plug your websites and services. And also, one thing I did like to do for you particularly, Pastor, is to actually close off the show with a prayer.
Well, first of all, may I say to everyone out there in Vinnie Eastwood's listening audience, you positively must support Vinnie Eastwood. I could not be on the air. Tom Fowler could not be here today if it were not for Vinnie Eastwood and American Freedom Network. Please, you must have part in keeping Vinnie Eastwood on the air and meeting his family's needs. Now, Tom and I, Tom mainly, we're going to make an offer today that Vinnie has never been made on any show anywhere. In fact, it's just been done. This has never been heard before anywhere. We have our new DVD series. It's only been out a matter of days. The next 4 years, 3 hours and 29 minutes. And they go together, the next 4 years, and how to survive the next 4 years, 2 hours and 50 minutes. You buy them as companion DVD sets, 6 hours and 30 minutes. We've never done anything like this. They're not copywritten. Please copy them. Give them to every friend you've got. And I plead with you to give them to your pastor. We're adding to that. We, Tom in particular, would like to give you a 24-page, folks, this has never been done before. He wants to give you a 24-page transcript of the presentation that he gave, how to survive the next 4 years. It is beautiful. I just saw the beautiful cover, color cover of it. And whenever you order our next 4 years and how to survive the next 4 years, Tom would like to give you this 24-page transcript. It is a masterpiece. I've read part of it. And, of course, I had the whole transcript. Tom, say a little bit about it if you'd like to.
Sure. I basically... Chaplain took my notes from the presentation that I made on the DVD and made it into a transcript, and then made it into a little booklet. I've added a table of contents where you can just take a look at all the subjects and all the issues that's covered in the DVD presentation. I've left room where people can take notes, so you can read along the booklet as you're listening to the DVD. You can take notes. You can maybe pen questions there. And then there's a contact information. So if you have any questions about the information that's presented, you can give an email to me, and I'll get back and do my best to answer your questions.
Okay, so Vinnie, that's about all we've got time for.
Get these items. please jot down our numbers. You can call toll-free if you wish, 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web to www.prophecyclub.com, PROPHECYCLUB.com, or toll-free, 24 hours a day, 888-799-6111. And I would urge you, if you will, to go to where I'm giving sometimes daily updates and information, what you can do about Obamacare and how to be your own doctor. Visit, if you will, lindsaywilliams.net. I would invite you to, so you can get regular updates. So again, 888-799-6111, and on the web, prophecyclub.com.
Okay, Pastor, we have about 60 seconds left for you to leave us off with a prayer, if you wish.
I would consider it a privilege, and I beg of you, before you take any actions whatsoever, will you please set your spiritual house in order and know that Jesus Christ is your Savior. Our Father, in the name of your Son, who said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, we ask that you will bless this program, that you have granted the honor of your presence to this Vinnie Eastwood show, and that you will take these things and apply them to people's hearts, that first of all, they will find your Son, Jesus Christ, is their Savior, and then that they will follow in his steps, because a house, you've said in your word, that a house built on a solid rock will stand, but those built on sinking sand will not. Father, greatly bless Vinnie Eastwood and his wife and his family, and provide them what they need so that this program can continue. And in the name of your Son,